do some walking meditation, and one of the things I find very joyous actually is to just come to that sense of awakeness and say, there's nothing to do. Because the liberation in Buddhism is known as desirelessness. So desirelessness and wisdom are conjoined really. And so when you awaken to the way things are, there can be no other way. But then the tendency of the craving mind is to get something or get rid of something, right? So if you can come to that awakeness, which is, you can't help it. Your knees will wake you up. Something does it, right? So you can't stay asleep all the time, as much as you try. The moment comes and boop, there you are. And in that moment, if you can just, oh, great, nothing to do, then that the heart is happy. But you've got to have faith in that. I can't just sort of persuade you. So then you say, there's nothing to do, I'm happy. It's not going to work, is it? So the language of suggestion is as it is. But the things I'm suggesting is a receptive awareness, non-becoming, non-aversion, desirelessness, awakeness, listening. If you see what that language is pointing to, always the present moment. So in the walking meditation, find a bit of space, either outside, it's beautiful outside, a bit icy, but it'll keep you mindful. but try to set up a space where you're going to stay within the parameters of the two ends, and then maybe begin by listening. It's a good kind of standard, just listen. And if you like that, just hang out at one end for an hour. That'd be good enough. And just get that sense of non-becoming, just listening. And then start walking and just use body awareness as a general kind of centering exercise. And then notice the trying to get something or trying to control it. So let the kind of language I like is the allow the bodily sensations to present themselves. Let that just be known. And then notice, like, is you really trying? Is your face getting all kind of screwed up? And then when you get to the end of the path, and what usually happens, you make a strong determination, go three steps, then you're off in India, and you're here again at the end. And then you come to the end, and then at least the end of the path is going to wake you up. That's why you have an end. Otherwise, if we were just walking around, there's no end. You come to the end, that wakes you up. And then just appreciate that. Rather than say, oh gosh, I'm thinking too much and I'm just obsessing about hamburgers or whatever. Just stop. So use the end of the path just for stopping. Don't rush to turn around. And then turn around carefully. And then start again. So it's like awakening, 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 until that becomes so powerful it's just automatic. Then try to stay with the whole span of time. Obviously, if you're exhausted or you're tired, but when you get to the point in the walking, now it's a relief, right? You're sitting, your knees hurt, can't wait for me to stop talking so you can walk. So then you start walking, and that's pleasant, 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 boring. Right? And it gets boring. You think, well, I want to do something else. So you see how pleasant changes to neutral, changes to boring, and you see that's just movement. And then awake to that, awake to that. So that's why it's good to kind of just stay with the routine, not in a I must walk for 30 minutes and or an hour in a kind of forceful way, because then that doesn't work. But so that you see all the states of mind come out. Gail, are you still ringing the bell, or who's?
Someone else's.
Who's got the bell this time? No one's ringing the bell. Great. Oh. Linda, how about ringing the bell at 20 past? Okay, then we'll all be back here in half hour. All right, please go ahead.